Carter, my guy.
How you doing, man?
You are loved by many people. People loved the other podcasts.
I'm glad.
Your one podcast to start it off with was fan-fucking-tastic.
I'm glad. It was fun. That's why I was like, I saw a story and it was like, oh, I need someone for the podcast. And I was like, well, if you need another one, I'll be it.
The funniest part about the podcast isn't even the podcast in general. It's the fact that when I promoted it on Instagram, because of course, like, why wouldn't I pay for more people
to
reach out? You're supposed to do that. You're supposed to advertise what you want to do in life. And I advertised it. I also spent $50, $5 a day for 6 days, if I did my math right. And it did not get approved.
Really?
It said, like, pending approval. And then when I pressed, like, on another, like, another add-on, to go, like, defend myself and send them a message being like, whoa, why is this not okay? It said some, like, COVID-19 shit and then said that I couldn't post it.
Because we weren't wearing masks or something?
I don't know. But, like, the caption was fine and then picture was fine.
The picture was fine. Maybe they saw the mask and they were like, yo, they're not even wearing one. They're close. I don't know.
I don't know either, but I was sad. I was really about to, like, spend some bucks on, like, promoting it. Because I love doing that. Like, if anyone's new on the podcast,
well, if you take another picture, we'll wear a mask.
Yeah.
Then maybe it'll get promoted.
Maybe, but fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them. I'm wearing this Bills jersey, though, in the picture, because fuck the Patriots.
Yeah, fuck, okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah. Right, no, say it with me. Say it with me.
I'm a Pats fan. You are only, okay, why are you a Bills fan? How about you explain to me why you're a Bills fan from an early age?
Listen, all right, so from an early age,
what was your first Bills memory? What, a loss?
Well, no.
Did you witness a loss?
My first Bills memory was a loss, of course, as I feel like all Bills fans born since 2000. But
you're only a Bills fan if you watch
the
loss.
At the same time, though, like, it's just like, it's the Bills, man. Like, you look forward to Sundays of football. Like, to me, like, that was the thing in my house.
Just for the Bills?
For the Bills, man. I mean, like, it's just like, think about it. The fans, like, we were fans when they were shit. Now, and we were hype when they were shit. That's the best part about being a Bills fan, is literally you love them, you watch them every second. Like, I'm literally working a 3 to 8 tonight.
Yeah.
So I can work 7 to 12 tomorrow, so I can watch this game.
I don't
work past 3.
Bills fan have to be the most, like,
dedicated fan base,
just because, like, the pregame
and that's
the drinking,
and that's,
like,
really why
I've never
I'm
seen
sad.
Another group of fans
right.
drink more than the Bills.
No,
like,
and that's
the pregame
why I'm really
for
sad.
The Bills is people blacking out. Like,
yeah,
you like, the majority of the people don't even watch the game because they're so fucking drunk and they argue and they, like,
yeah, and it's great, and that's why I'm really sad that COVID hit this year, because the Bills are good.
Mm-hmm.
We're 5-2, about to be 6-2.
You know what we got to do? We got to go to a football game.
Absolutely.
You and me. I've only been in one.
We'll go to a Pats game. We'll spend some bread.
A Pats and Bills game in Buffalo.
We'll spend some bread and we'll go. We'll sit low, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've only been to one football game my entire life.
I'll take your pregaming. It's going to be, like, pregaming, that's really, because if Bills were good, the pregames this year, we were hype. We were the best fan base.
What's
my pregame? Oh, I'm there at 9.
9 a.m.?
I'm there at 9 a.m.
What time's the game?
Game's at 1.
What the fuck?
And let me tell you, and that's the crazy thing. I'm there at 9 a.m. Sometimes, like, there was one time I left at 9 a.m. and I got there at 10. But even when I get there at 9 a.m., it is packed.
Yeah, the
like,
the there,
traffic
went.
Is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you need to pay. The parking is outrageous. But, like, hey, you got to do what you got to do to make that bread. But, dude, people just rows and rows. And the place fills up like that. And it's like, wait a minute. Like, you literally set up, and by 10 o'clock, the whole parking lot's full, and everybody's already setting up, tailgating, and, like, it's like, okay, word. So, you know, you get drunk.
There's a picture of me out there somewhere sitting in my little Gronk jersey with a hoodie on, and there's, like, a Mountain Dew next to me, and I was like, I remember my mom won the tickets, in quotes.
Right.
At least that's what she told me. I don't even know what really happened. But apparently she won the tickets. We went to the game. We watched it. Of course, the Pats won because Brady was on the team. But this year, you're having a fantastic season. You're 5-2 so far. Pats are what?
Pats are 2-4.
2-4. Why the fuck are the Pats 2-4? Is it because Tom Brady is fucking gone?
I said it to my dad today, actually. I think that...
Oh, my dad's a big Bills fan.
Brady needed... My dad's a Bills fan, too, but we always talk football, like, just, like, whatever, like, you know, what's going on.
My dad doesn't talk football. He just denies my facts, and he's like, Bills.
Yeah, there's a couple people I know that are like that. I'm like, no, listen, I don't think they have a shot this year, but they're getting close.
Well, the game today is 58.8% Bills.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah.
Game tomorrow's... So, I mean, I hope they do pull it off. I really do.
I mean, it's at 1 o'clock.
But it's also, I think Brady needs...
tickets as low as $43. What the fuck?
Oh, I think it's in Boston, right?
Bills Stadium Sunday 11.
Oh, it's in Buffalo.
Tickets as low as $43.
I don't think there's gonna be people in the stands. I don't know why they're offering tickets. I really don't think there's gonna be people in the stands.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like just the Bills. They're gonna pull it off. Brady needed Belichick more than, or no, Belichick needed Brady more than Brady needed Belichick.
You think so?
Brady won NFC Player of the Month this month.
Oh yeah, he had.
He has like 18 touchdowns right now.
Yeah.
He's doing crazy.
And he just got Gronk, right?
Yeah, he has Gronk. He has Mike Evans, and he just got Antonio Brown.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of football. I don't really know the details right. And like who picks up, who's injured.
I just know the big names. Yeah,
I follow Edelman on fucking Instagram to see he's injured or some shit. Brady, but it's like I got key players, and then I just like. They're like, oh, you watched a game yesterday? I'm like, oh, shit, there was a game yesterday?
Yeah. Because
that's how out of it I am with the sports. Yeah. But I'm still, like, a fan. So passionate.
I'm a big – I like – Ant got me on to DraftKings. So
oh,
that's
Anthony,
why.
Yeah, he's he got, into yeah, that so shit. He got like, me on the DraftKings. All that shit.
I won a couple of bucks last week.
You see
like,
he's going on that trip.
Aruba, I think?
Yeah, Aruba. Our friend Dylan Mancuso, his grandparents got a house out there, and they're just fucking going for a week. $400 something for a round trip ticket.
That's great.
That's outrageous.
Aruba's beautiful.
It's so easy to get out of the country and back, but like only I feel like it's only because they have a place out there. Yeah, quarantine too.
Quarantine too.
Chrissy got picked to do the COVID stuff, the COVID test on campus.
Really?
Yeah, she doesn't want to do it at all.
I don't think she had COVID.
No, I don't think she has COVID, but I know that like even if she did and like she just didn't know like asymptomatic type shit. Both me and her have been around multiple people who
and
have had it.
Work would have been
like you had it.
Yeah,
like you had it. Nelson had it.
This
like,
was weird. I had it, and here's the thing: like, COVID spreads like, and it spreads like crazy. But this is, I literally smoked a blunt with people who thought they had COVID.
Yeah.
Right. Like they came over here. I stayed here. They had COVID. So like COVID. Like if you both got COVID, you're good. They were in quarantine. They didn't see anyone for 14 days. So like, we were just seeing ourselves for those 14 days. Just because, like, listen, 14 days in quarantine is a lot more mental toll than a lot of people think. Like,
yeah, you're just sitting there alone.
You sit there, like, I was playing PS4, like, FaceTime, but, like, FaceTime is FaceTime, but you need, like, human interaction. Like,
yes.
I need to see you, like, I need to, you
physically
know what
I'm dabbing up somebody, right, like, you know, like, eye-to-eye like,
it was
contact
great. First person I saw, I literally, when they came over, I literally didn't see anyone for, like, a week. And they came over, and, like, we smoked a blunt, we talked about it, and I was like, all right, word. I adapted my. It felt so good to finally, like, you know, see someone.
How do you feel about Cam Newton getting coronavirus and then playing on the team the next week?
I don't know.
Because didn't he test positive? And then what I saw, not to talk about presidents or anything, but I saw Trump got it. Trump got it, said it was, like, fucking nothing. Yeah. My sources are absolutely dog shit. Nobody. So if you want to source me on this, be like, oh, fact check them. Where'd you get the facts from? Fuck you. I watch YouTube videos. So I was actually watching a podcast where Trump apparently got coronavirus and then talked about this is nothing, this is easy, I feel better than when before I even had it, and right. Then you see him a few days later at a rally without a mask on throwing hats into the crowd. So if he has it and then he's throwing items for people to wear into the crowd, do you think he's spreading the disease?
That's the thing, because I smoked a blunt with these people and they did not, the test came back negative.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, how does COVID really work? I'm not saying, like, you know, it's not dangerous. I'm not saying you shouldn't wear a mask. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying...
It's weird.
I literally smoked a blunt. I hung out with people. I was less than six feet apart from them. Like, how is it... You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
how did they not get it? How did they not... Like, the whole house didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even, like, the one person they hung out with, like, before they knew, like, didn't... The test came back like, negative. So, like, what is... You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, like, it's, I feel like there's, like, a really defined, probably, answer to that question that we both don't know, and we're probably not going to answer it right now.
No.
But the thing is, like, there's so many people out there that assume the answer. They're like, oh, yeah, it's airborne, or you don't even need a mask, or you don't need this, you don't need that,
right.
you're stupid for wearing that, it's a government thing, and there's so many... Yeah, I feel like 2020 is just a conspiracy theory. Like, the year in general, in total, is just
a
conspiracy
theory. Another bad thing
happened,
Sean Connery died today.
Yeah, James motherfucking Bond.
The original,
yeah.
The best one.
Was he the original?
I don't know if he was the original, but he was born in 19-something. I feel like he's, for me, that's what, like, all right, so I'm a James Bond fan. Like, I'm not, like, you know, like, oh, hey, I know all the movies. But, like, Daniel Craig's my favorite James
you
Bond.
You enjoyed the
right, and
the
I enjoy,
actor
I,
of the
enjoy, like, yeah. you know, like, Pierce Brosnan, like, the
yeah.
other. Sean Connery was one of the best.
The way he
that's
said,
when I started
like,
watching those
Bond,
movies. The Sean
James
Connery
Bond.
To, like, Pierce Brosnan to, I don't know who else it was, then to Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Like, those are the ones with, those are the James Bond movies
I think
movies
he had
I
the
like.
Best Bond.
I do, too.
Like, the
Daniel
way he
Craig's
said
a
it.
very close second to
Yeah.
me because, what is it? I think me and Troy were talking about it earlier this week, and I was like, you know, he was like, yeah, people like him because Daniel Craig's serious. I'm like, no, that's why I like him. Like, you're like, in, you're supposed to be acted like, I'm about to die. I need to kill this person. This is my.
Yes.
This is for the government, for the world.
So you think
Like,
he was like completely in the role, like 100%?
100%. Like that man. Like he. I saw like an interview like when I was younger, like probably like 2, 3, 4 years ago. He was talking about like getting ready for Spectre. The new thing. He had to like what workouts he had to do. Like what because it was harder to get back in shape.
I
Like,
kind of want to be an actor just to do the
right.
workouts.
And like he was like
Just to
what
have
I
a
had to
personal
do, what I had
trainer.
to eat, like what I had to like to get. And I'm like. No, like this man, like he talked about like being in the set, like he's in James Bond. Like actors, like have that, like
It's the guy
they're
that
in,
yeah.
what is it called? In,
Like in the scene, like in
they're
the
in, they're
character.
yeah, they're in
In
character,
character.
and then he's like that all day. Like he is James Bond all day.
Ooh.
Like he doesn't.
Fuck. I can't think of the actor. There's this one actor who the guy that played Joker, the new Joker, the newest
He was,
Joker,
yeah,
he
he
does
was
that.
good.
He like gains a bunch of weight for roles, loses a bunch of weight. It's super unhealthy and not like people will be like, don't do it, and then they do it.
And they do
And
it.
yeah, like
The Joker movie was
Have
honestly,
you watched Doctor Sleep on Hulu?
I have
It's a
not.
spin-off of The Shining. Literally The Shining.
Oh.
So you take the kid from The Shining, right? So you know like the dad wanted to kill the mom and the son and they like run upstairs in the room. He's like, "Here's Johnny with the
Right.
fucking shit." Well, the kid grows up and becomes like an alcoholic
Right.
and then he finds out that all these people in the world have the same power he has. Like all these people can like talk to other dead people, can like move spirits, can like kill people, take people's shining. So
Right.
apparently when you can like see ghosts and or like contact other people or like can get go inside their minds and all this like sci-fi type shit. I didn't really like the beginning, like the first hour, I hated. It's a 2 hour, the 2 hour and like 13 minute movie, maybe, I don't even know, but I know it's over 2 hours. I hated the first hour because it was fucking confusing.
Right.
Cause it's pretty much just like all these hippie ass motherfuckers like taking kids, strapping them down and stabbing them to make them like in pain. So their steam, so like okay, let's say I strap you down and I stab you in the chest, steam would come out of your mouth, and these demons, like the shining people, would suck up their souls as they're dying. But their soul's stronger if they're in pain while they're dying. And then once they take in that soul, and then like they become like immortal. So like you can live forever as long as you keep killing people and taking their souls. And so I was like, okay, what the fuck does this have to do with The Shining? And then like the queen bitch, whatever, started fighting the sun because the sun was protecting another kid, ends up going to the house, like the actual Shining house,
Right.
and releases all the original like ghosts, like that ugly bitch in the fucking bathroom with the
Oh.
titties, the twins on the bike, the elevator with blood. Like they redo all of it. And they even have the axe scene, like here's Johnny, like at the very end. And then she's like stuck in the snow maze. In the
Oh.
movie, it's a great movie. I love the ending. I was all excited. Chrissy was like, "What do you?" I didn't even watch The Shining. Like she watched it when she was super young, and then like forgot about it. And I was all hyped. I'm like, "Look at that part! Look, that's from the original." And she is so confused. But it's a great. I love the movie. It's a great movie.
No, scary movies definitely around this time are good. That's especially edibles.
Dude, I had three last night.
Yeah, you had three. How was it?
I gotta say, a little upsetting.
Little
A
upsetting.
little sad. It kicked me. Madly, I had one at like 8:45, and then 9:20, and then like 9:50, and then at like 10:35, I started to feel it a little bit. But I was like, "Well, I'm going to sleep now." So I passed out mad fast. But I was hoping to feel it a little earlier.
I
But
mean, usually
I
when you
started
eat those,
remembering that you said like just to eat them all. But I was kind of just worried and
usually when you eat
stressed.
those, and that's understandable because that's what happened at work. You
Yeah.
know, one of the managers ate one of
Oh yeah, let's tell that story. So you
them. I'm not gonna
wanted,
say any
so yeah,
names
no names, no
because,
names. Yeah, because I don't want people
last
to
time
fucking cry on the podcast, fucking cry baby. But if you eat an edible at work, how what's a milligram that's acceptable in the workplace environment? Because one might say none.
Yeah, one might say none. I'd say if you smoke a lot, you know,
If
I'd
you're
say
yeah, if you have a
if you have a
high.
high tolerance, I'd say of the edibles that I gave my friend as a gift,
Well, I thought he just found them. I didn't know you gave them.
Yeah,
to
no,
them.
No, no.
He
was looking
to
get high work, and I was like, hey, man, I have these edibles that I bought, and I really don't want them.
Yeah.
Like, you can just have them. You know,
yeah.
It's Halloween. Like,
yeah,
be generous,
yeah.
You know?
Trick or treat, yeah.
So.
I think it was more of a trick than a treat.
Yeah, exactly. So I told him, you know, he's like, how many should I eat? And I go, you should eat about two or three.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get a good, each gummy, I think there was five, it was 350 milligrams.
So if it was me, I would have just ate fucking one.
You would have ate one and you probably would have felt it, yeah.
I would have felt it,
you
yeah. But I don't want to be
I'll tell you,
high at work.
Yeah, right. But I'll tell you a little bit more. So he ate four.
wait, so let's do the math, because I'm retarded. So 350, 350,
so
350,
I do it, there's 250 is 100, so 200 is the 50, and then you got the 1300, and then you got the 300, 369, 12, plus the 200, so he ate 1400 milligrams of
THC. That's outrageous, that's so much. I had a 400
and
Nerds rope,
and
I died.
I didn't know about until an hour later that he was gone, like, he was fucked up.
It looked like somebody put lemon juice in his eyes.
Like, I literally,
There was no red eyes, it was bloodshot.
Another manager came up to me and was like, yo, he is fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And I look back there and I go, yo, and I'm like, you know, calling his name. He looks at me and I see his eyes and I go, holy shit. Like, dude, wow.
When the manager shirts came in, right? I've been waiting for a month.
Right, and of course.
Shirts. I look amazing in the tie. I wore that shit yesterday. I look fucking nice. You know what's fantastic about me is that my jawline.
You need to get a bow tie.
I know. My jawline matches up with the downwards of the shirt,
uh-huh.
Like the collar, so it makes me look skinnier.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It's awesome. It's perfect.
It's great.
And I remember, I by the way, someone stole two ties from me. I put all my clothes in the fuck, where you put it? Where people wait to clock in.
Oh, the time clock?
No, on the little room.
The crew room.
The crew room. So I put all my shit in the crew room to help with truck. I left it like 8, came back at 9 for my shit because I forgot it,
yeah.
And ties were missing. So I only have two ties and then three like custom weird ties.
You're gonna buy some ties.
I gotta buy some ties, but I wanna get some bow ties, like a yellow bow tie with like black dots or some shit, like something diamond.
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. Because
I like bow ties, and people are like, I got like a gray white shirt type shit.
You could wear a bow tie, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah, wear bow ties.
I got like a grayish white shirt, and everyone was like, "Oh, why the fuck did you get that? You're gonna get that shit dirty." I'm the cleanest motherfucker. I'm so clean.
Yeah.
You ever see the grill area when I'm back there? I'm wiping down shit, telling people to sweep.
Clean.
That's why I don't want to get high at work. I'm nervous. I feel like a maintenance person. You can get high all fucking day.
Yeah.
You're just like,
and that's also why I
you have
like,
a list.
Right. Like, that's why I like maintenance. And like, I know people could say like, we don't. Well, all right. I'm
you do way more work than the average meat and wall
than
person.
Than the average meat and wall and the average people think. And I do understand that. But
your
8-hour
shift versus theirs.
Right. And I do understand, like, they're like, oh, you shouldn't be. And I'm like, okay, listen. I go, we honestly get paid that amount, like, we get paid $14.25,
mm-hmm.
I get paid $14.25 for 2 weeks of the year. And that's honestly what it is, because those 2 weeks is when corporate comes, and, like, we have to stay late every day.
Yeah.
I think there was one day, it was, like, this was my first year, there was one day I had to stay, I worked 6 to 4:30.
That's outrageous.
And I was like
that.
Yeah. And I was like, no, like, I'm never, like, no. That's the type of shit that we, like, no crew member's gonna be like, oh, yeah, I'll stay.
Yeah.
Or like, yo, this is bullshit. Like,
well,
I might
do that.
Well, yeah, you might. I mean, like, but you stay for truck, even though you don't have to. Like, you know, like a normal, but like you get, the people who get paid more understand that we have to stay longer because we get paid more.
You know why I stayed the other day? Because you know, when you were asking where shit was.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I just left when Josh was putting away that type of stuff. It's so when that situation occurs, I can be like, oh, it's right there. Because I like being that person.
Right.
I like being able to help. I like being able to make sure things are done right. And I think working at McDonald's is like made me the type of person, like, no, I didn't follow in somebody's footsteps at McDonald's. Like, I am my own person
right.
in that workplace. Like, I am who I want to be as like an in quotes adult. Like, not to be like fucking like, oh, let's grow up, be an adult. Like, I still fuck around. Like, I still tell these fucking Jewish jokes. I still make fun of kids.
Of course.
Like, so, like,
absolutely.
I'm not going to change my comedy
no.
at all
when
due
they,
to my manager
It doesn't matter
position.
What age you are when you start there. You're going to see exactly what I am.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Literally. But like me being like like in charge of the grill team has to be one of the easiest jobs I've ever had. Like, I love
That's
being
kinda why I'm
like
excited for
able
tonight.
To yeah to control all that shit because like I literally stand right there and I'm like, all right, I want you to do this, you do this, you do this, you do this, and I'm gonna do this. But when I do this, you got to be ready to
right.
do this.
Like, I'm ready to go at night and like, cause you know I always work with like the people who are working for like there for like 5 years. Like, you know, like, I've been working there for 3.
Oh, you're gonna see some dumbass kids.
Oh, I know, and I'm ready because I've been needing. You ever like get that feeling like you need to like, all right. I need to.
Oh, sorry.
You need to snap lately, like, you know, like you need to snap, like just go off on someone.
Oh,
or like
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've been feeling it building up, and what's the better spot than tonight? Taylor's running the shift.
Oh.
Jenny's gonna be gone at 5. Nick's not gonna be there. If I go off on someone, it's for a reason. And Taylor knows that, and she's not gonna say anything. She's just gonna let it happen unless I go crazy. I don't think I'm gonna go crazy, but I think I'm just gonna, you know, make them wanna be like, wow, I suck.
I feel like they only listen to me because, like, I bond with them and, like, they know me as a person. Like, who was it? Joseph said he listened to it and he was like, you're really different on the podcast versus in real life. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, oh, no, it's in a good way.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, thanks for thinking one way of me and then realizing I'm not who you thought I was.
Yeah.
I was, like, confused. I'm like, well,
I don't know.
And like, he didn't explain himself. He's like, I think he thought I was dumber than what I look.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got accepted to all three of my colleges. Like, I literally had a good SAT score, and I literally withdrew because I was bored.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to, like, do shit
college.
I don't care about.
Right.
And that's okay, but, like...
No, absolutely.
You shouldn't assume.
Yeah, no.
Someone's...
Assumptions get you nowhere.
Yeah.
Because it's just assumptions. You make it up in your
head. I had to say, fuck you, Rocky, on the podcast. We had to...
Fuck Rocky.
Yeah, fuck Rocky, man.
Fuck Rocky.
Fuck that ADHD
also,
motherfucker, 13-year-old dating bitch.
I thought about something yesterday, and I thought of you when I was thinking about it, and I do have to tell you about it. I was coming out the thruway from the Reds, and I don't know, it was just a random, I just smoked a blunt, like, on the thruway, and, you know, it was just random high thoughts, you know?
I love those random high thoughts.
And I was thinking, and I go, you know, we hype about how much, like, obesity, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and I know you,
people.
This is why I came in.
Fat people.
And I was like, you know, we always talk about, hey, we need to take care of obesity. We need to do this. We need to, you know, really step it up. We need to do better for our country. Like, you know, make people healthier.
Country overall,
people,
like, yeah, all that.
But then if you say some shit.
They cry.
Not only that, we get yelled at for body shaming.
I don't get yelled at for body shaming.
Body shaming is
When's
a
the
huge
last time you've seen someone yell at me at
no,
work?
No, that's what I'm saying. Body shaming is a huge thing right now.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, hey, go shame people's bodies, because
well,
no,
I think
but I'm saying,
I
hey, don't talk
is.
About, don't be America, be like, we need to step up on obesity, and then come to McDonald's when your car window's open.
Yeah.
Or when your car window is broken.
Yeah.
And you have to use your door. No. Like.
That should be like, God's telling you, don't get fast
don't
food
get food
right now.
Because your window's broken.
I have to say, body shaming has been a problem for many years. Like, I think when Michelle Obama did, like, the whole, like, food change thing. But I don't think that this year is the year for body shaming. I think this year is the year for, if you have a different opinion than mine, I'm allowed to scream at you and tell you you're fucking wrong. Everyone is a pussy right now.
Well,
every single person can't handle someone else's opinion. Like let's say
no
you
such
and me,
thing
like
as
if,
an opinion
if you, like, not saying that you're going one side or the other on this presidential debate, but like, let's say you like Biden and I'm like, no, it's fucking Trump. And then if you ask those like Democrats and Republicans, like, hey, are you friends with them? But all the Trump ones are like, no, fuck that. I'm not friends with nobody. My boom right there. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you so hard headed that you can't even open your mind up to the different possibilities?
Exactly.
Of a whole different situation. If, like, let's say you go up to somebody and be like, excuse me. They're like, well, aren't you going to say my pronoun? Are you going to say, excuse me, sir, excuse me, ma'am, excuse me, fucking easy bake oven? Like, what the fuck?
Karens.
Yeah, and, like, the fact that, like, someone will hold the door for somebody and be like, oh, I don't need you to hold the door for me. I'm a strong, independent woman. Like, can't they see that you're trying to be nice?
Yeah.
And I
what
feel
is
like
that?
This year's the year where everyone's just crying about it on social media.
I think
like,
that...
how dare they do this? Like, what Lisa does. Like,
yeah.
Have you seen a Facebook post about this and about that? Like, there's drama everywhere because there's nothing else to do.
There's nothing else to do. And I do think my dad works for the paper, as most people know because it's the paper. But he always had an opinion piece. He wrote one every week. Because he likes opinions. It's your own opinion. That's the thing about opinions. It's your own opinion.
If I had better
grammar,
I'd love to do that.
If you told me, hey, I know you're not going to, Hitler is the best person ever. That's your opinion. You're a fucked up person, but that's your opinion. I'm going to say, yo, that's not true.
I don't see a problem.
But that's your opinion. Yeah. And that's my opinion. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. The point of an opinion is it's your opinion.
Yeah.
Those things don't, freedom of speech. Those things
don't
happen anymore.
You don't need to hate on somebody.
We don't have opinions anymore because if you post your opinion on Twitter, you're going to, and a lot of people don't like it, immediately you're the most hated person on Twitter.
The cancel culture. Oh, cancel him because he said this one thing. But like, okay, so like I could literally tell a joke at work. I think I tell pretty good jokes. I think I'm a funny guy.
Absolutely.
And I will literally tell a joke start to finish. And if someone just hears the last part of it, they're like, what the fuck you just say? Like, what? I'm like, no. I was saying this to this guy and he was saying it back to me. And then we were going back and forth. And then we started getting a little deeper. And then like, they don't understand the whole story. But people nowadays will hear listen to a 5-minute video, take 30 seconds of the middle of it, clip that, post that, and be like, how dare they say this in this manner?
But then they take it out of context.
They take it out of context. They take everything out of context. And when they don't take it out of context, I'm like, oh my God, this is such a horrible person. Great. That's your fucking opinion. There's billions of us.
That's why it's that's just your like fucking people, opinion. People always trying, like, back to the thing we talked about last week, like trying to impress people, trying to, like, bro, why? Like, people have their own opinions of everyone. I have my own opinions of people. Yeah. That's just how I, like, everybody has their own opinions of people. That's why I choose who I hang out with. That's why I choose who I don't. That's why I choose, you know what I'm saying? And it's not nothing against them. It's just, that's how I am. And I don't really care what you think, because that's what I'm going to do. Like, if I'm living, what do I need to fix? Why do I need to hang out with different people right now when I'm set?
The one thing Matt Lessinger has taught me is that I don't need to try to have everyone to like me. Because does that. He wants every single person to like him.
Yeah.
And he'll like, just like, you know, we talked about it. He said it's just a work thing. But like, it's not like a bad quality trait, okay? Yeah. He says I force my traits on him. Like, he says I force my lifestyle on him when I just try to tell him to be a nicer person.
Right.
But like the other day, I'm just going to talk about Matt for a little bit. So if he's listening, we should go golfing soon before it starts snowing, you fat, lazy piece of shit. I love Matthew. Deep down.
Oh, I love that. He's coming over after this to smoke, actually.
Nice. I don't think me and him are ever going to be friends outside of work. And I told him that last time I worked with him, just because we are so different. And when we have an argument, like a conversation, like I could be like, fuck the Bills, fuck the Sabres. And he's going to be like, well, the Bills are better than this is why. And then I'll be like, well, but Brady, and then the throw, and then he'd be like, nope, that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything. That he is the definition of one-sided when he thinks he always thinks he knows more than the next. Like, I would talk to him about, the CBD and THC. He'd be like, oh, that's a placebo. Oh, that's not real. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, you go to the res and buy like those fucking the CBD shit. He's like, oh, that's a placebo. It's not real. It's a placebo. It's not real. You're dumb. Like, calling me fucking stupid and shit for buying them. I'm like, I just want to see if I feel anything. CBD, and you do. You do
CBD,
feel something.
CBD, you feel things. It's not supposed to mention like
it's not.
Like
it's not THC, a head high. It's a body.
But it's
high.
Supposed to be like, you know, CBD is like, my grandma actually started using CBD, like just like the oil, like just like, and she says it helps out her like pain and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
so
CBD
he literally started arguing.
That's
with
the
me
one thing. That's why I don't. And to us, I should say it is a placebo, because we smoked weed. Like, we have smoked weed all of our life.
No, I thought a placebo was like something that doesn't work, but your mind thinks it's working.
Yes. Yes, that is what a placebo is. Okay, yeah, you're right.
But
I don't know. Like, to him, like, to us, I can see how he's saying it's a placebo, because to him, it doesn't work.
But do you see that's his point of view? Yeah. He's trying to force it on me, right. Even though that's not factual. And then when I looked it up at work and I proved him wrong, he was like, well, yeah, in that case. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Well, like, I just feel like the placebo thing that he was talking about, he was like, listen.
That's his experience
in
one
like,
thing.
To us, like, I've smoked CBD, I think when you smoke weed and then you smoke CBD, you expect something similar to THC.
Yeah. But
and
if you don't smoke CBD, to us, we will never
be like, oh, this is what I was expecting. Because, like, we're expecting not to get high. We're expecting to feel something. But, like, our tolerance is already pretty high. And I know, like, CBD is still a component in THC.
Yeah.
Like,
marijuana. You're just hitting different things in your... when you smoke it... I looked it up when I was arguing with him, and there was, like... So pretty much it does like it connects to the opposite of what THC connects to, and your body's like not used to that
right,
shit.
Right, like
and
the THC connects to like the cannabinoids.
Yeah, and if you smoke too much weed and then you try CBD, you're not going to feel a thing because your body's so used to the THC. But if you take a break from weed and then take CBD, you're going to feel
fried.
It. You're going to feel it, your body. And he just kept fucking telling me it's a CBD. And this is just a prime example of this one incident of where one person's experience... He believes that that's everyone's experience. And then when I prove him wrong, it's like, well, no, actually, if you do it like that. And I'm like, well, that's what I tried explaining to him. But this hard-headed people. And I know me and Matt have had the conversation of him being hard-headed and me being hard-headed in our arguments at work. And we get very heated. And I'm okay with not being friends with him outside of work. If he wants to go golfing every other weekend, that's fine with me. But if we spend too much time together,
if you want to go golfing, it's a bad thing. We can set something up. I'm not good, but I mean,
you, me, and Matt.
Yeah, sure. Nice. I'm not good at it, but
oh, me and Matt aren't good either. We're okay, really shit, actually. All right, it's just perfect. Really fun.
I will get some golf clubs if you really want to go, because I want.
Matt's friend has a case. What's it called? Like the bag that has all of them. See, this is how bad I am at golf. Don't even know what it's called. A golf bag? With all the fucking clubs in it, I guess? Texting your boyfriend?
Matt actually just texted me.
What did he say?
He goes, 12:38, LMAO, I fell asleep. And I said, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's him with working out with me. How he committed the whole month of October.
I do wish I could work out with
you, too. Well, he committed to the whole month of October to going to Chautauqua Health and Fitness. And then, like, he would cancel one day, I'd cancel the next day, he'd cancel, I'd cancel. And then we just stopped going.
How much is Chautauqua Health Fitness a month?
Shit, you would have to look it up because it keeps changing. I paid when they had a summer deal. Go for it. When they had a summer deal, I paid $130 for 3 months.
Really?
No, $92 for 3 months. I think Matt paid $100 and something.
I hate Chautauqua. How do you even spell Chautauqua?
I would do the voice thing. You know when you press like the bottom right thing.
I found Chautauqua Lake, and I'm just gonna put
nice.
Replace Lake. You know.
I like working out in the gym. It's just the mask that bothers me.
Yeah, I feel like that would bother me too. I really do. I really, try us out for 2 weeks for only $40.
Yeah.
Try some classes, meet friends, and feel great.
That's a good deal because if you just go once, you pay every time you go, it's $10. So it's $10
every time. But if I can go for 2 weeks straight for $40, I'm going to.
Yeah. But the only thing with Chautauqua is that, like, there could be, like, a mass amount of people there. There could be old guys deadlifting. There could be, like, teenagers in there fucking around. There could be 30 old women walking on the treadmill staring at you when you lift. It's just, like, I'm very, like, I already talked to Chrissy about this. Whenever we get our own place, I'm going to have, like, the mirrors in the fucking, I'm going to have mirror side room, you know, the paneling, my own weights. Like, I plan on doing all that shit. I plan on working out until I can't move anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely am not working out for mass. I'm working out for, like, just to be lean, just to be, like, skinny still.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, right now I'm signing up for the 2 weeks.
Nice.
That's around the, yeah. Because, you know,
it's fun.
I have a car now, you know? Like,
yeah.
That was the main thing. Like, I didn't want to walk. Like, I am a lazy person. But, like, if it makes it easier to go somewhere, like, I can go right from work, put gym clothes in my car.
How did you get that car, by the way?
My parents got a new car, and like, there was always, like, chance of, like, hey, like, if I have it, like, you can pay, like, some money for it,
yeah.
And I'm like, okay, word, like, yeah, okay, bet. So I did that, and I got the car, and I paid them, and I'm like, okay, bet, like, this is how we're gonna do it.
That's good.
And so it's nice having a car, like, and Troy told me that, I was like, it was funny, because I literally told him 2 days before I got the car, I was like, yeah, I don't need a car, like, I really didn't, I don't mind walking, like, mm-hmm. to work, like, I don't, but I switched to 6 to 2s now. So now, I'm like, I don't want to wake up at 5, start working, walking at 5:15.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of like, you know, like, I feel like when you do good things, like, in life, and, like, you do, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I switched my thing to 6 to 2 because I want to work early. The reason why I did it is so, like, in the winter, I can snow blow.
Mm-hmm.
I can do the vats. I can mm-hmm. do this. I can do this. I can do this. Before 11.
I love all that. Like, you're literally so determined to wake up early and do all these things.
Right.
And you literally don't mind doing all those things, and it makes work easier for you.
Yeah, and that's
perfect.
I feel like
that
if you don't, so if you just kind of, like, I look at work like,
it's how you're thinking about it is how I think about truck.
Right, and it's, like, when I go to work, like, it's not work to me. Like, mm-hmm. it's just some shit I have to do. Like, I go and see my friends. Like, to me,
that's really good to
shit,
think about like that.
Like, I do shit. Like,
yes.
I don't see Corey Durkin outside mm-hmm. of work. I get to see Corey at work. I don't see, like, Troy. I don't mm-hmm. see Jonah.
You're seeing it as like you're in high school.
Right,
you
and I go, like, to me, my seven, when I work, well, I work 7 to 3 right now. 7 to 3. When would you go to high school? 7:40 to 2:30.
Yeah.
So it's, to me, it's just like, you're just kind of doing high school, but like, I'm not in the high school mindset anymore. I'm in the, hey, I want to make money. This is my job. I need to go mindset.
But still fucking around and like
right.
having fun. And
that's why I feel like people don't understand. People are like, oh, why are you such a, like, people are like, oh, how do you do this at work? Like, why do you always get this? Like, why do you always...
That brings me back to, like, fat people.
And I'm like, here's the thing. I've been working here. I've proven myself. So that's
and
why.
You do work the best you can when the people, like, corporate's there. And you do try. You do stay late. You do all these things that, like, a person that usually would fuck around wouldn't do. So, like, you know when to do certain things. Like, you have... a good mindset of where, like, I can fuck around on this day. I need to be completely serious and stay 3 hours late on this day.
Right.
Like, you got to buckle down on this. You can fuck around on this. Like, I see you walking around in the back all the time, just fucking showing in the fucking crew room. But if I need tomatoes, I'm pointing at the tomatoes, and I know that you'll just go get me tomatoes.
Yeah, like, and that's what happened the last time. It was, yeah. You pointed at me, there was no yelling, there was no... And that's what I'm saying, like, people
That's the type of manager I want to be.
Yeah, and that's how people should be.
As long as you get the job done, I'm not going to be up your ass about it, unless, like, corporate's there or some shit, you know? Like Adam the other day had a drinking grill, and I was just like, okay, so if you guys don't know this, there's certain procedures in fast food. It's not that big of a deal at all. It's literally not that big of a deal to have a drink in the grill area. But if I'm working and they have a regular 11 to 7 person in the grill area and there's a drink back there, I'm going to tell them to put it in the crew room because you're not allowed to have drinks in the area because your mask is going to be down. You're going to be sipping on it. Your mask is like, you got a mask up. And he was like, oh, I seen you do it the other day. I'm like, bitch, you ain't seen me do shit. I follow the procedures better than fucking
right.
anyone.
Right, yeah, no, literally.
Like, if I don't follow the procedures, then I know you're not going to follow the procedures. I might snag a nugget here and there, but so does everyone else. But when this motherfucker, wants to make a quarter in the middle of his shift, so he doesn't have a break. He works a 6-hour shift. And he's like, yo, I'm going to make a quarter and eat it in the back. I'm like, what? He's like, oh, I'll make a cheeseburger. I'm like, what?
No.
Like, what? You're not even going to ask me? You're going to tell me? Like, what the fuck is this?
I make food, but that's because, like...
You're a maintenance guy.
Yeah,
you're a maintenance.
But also, like, it's just whatever. Like, to me, it's whatever. Because...
You know, anytime someone's asked me if they can eat, if someone works, like, a 6 to 10 or a fucking 2 to 10, and they didn't eat that much on break and they want to eat again, I would straight up tell them, like, I'm like... If you want to have a sandwich, go fucking eat a sandwich. Like, I'll make one for you right now. Like, I will literally make the food that you want to eat. I'm on table. I make really good food. Like, I'm good at my fucking job.
Oh, yeah.
And people would rather, like, not ask me and be all nervous about it. Like, I'm literally the easy, like, anyone at work can literally ask me any question. And I'm 100% open to answer it. But you know when people are, like, scared to ask a question? When people are like, oh, I don't want to seem stupid. Because we have managers who are, like, belittle people for not knowing the smallest things. Like, oh, you don't know how to make tea? Oh, really? Who trained you? I'm like, motherfucker, instead of bullying him, train him, and then he'll be a good worker.
He'll be a good worker. But to be honest, there's a point, though. I will help people for a certain amount of time.
If you have to do it more than once.
I have to know. I'll help people. Like, I get it. Sometimes you need 2 or 3 times. Mm-hmm. I get it. I'm one of those people. First time you can show me, I'm probably not even listening. It's true. Your first time you show me, I'll be like, and I just want to get it done because we need to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if I'm going to show you this and you've been working there for 4 months, I'm going to be a dick to you now. Because you've been working here for 4 months. By 4 months, I was better than where I was.
Yeah.
If you're the same as for 4 months, you don't care. Also.
You paid for it?
Yeah. So let me know when you want to go to the gym.
Let's go.
Because, that needs to start soon.
But it'd probably be in the afternoons, more likely. Yeah. We're both working mornings now.
Yeah. Fantastic. You could go right at 4, if you down for that.
I'm ready to explain why I hate fat people so much.
Tell me.
You ready? I hate people who complain about something, and then, it's not even hating fat people. It's literally
it's hating
this type of people. It's not even just complainers. It's hating people who desperately want change because of their mental health, and then still choose not to
do
it
anything.
Because they don't lack, like, they lack motivation to do anything. Like, if you were like, oh, I want my shoes to be more organized, and I'm like, well, the shoe rack at Family Dollar is $2, and like, you're like, nah, I don't want to walk. It's like that. It's like, if you want to lose weight, you literally, you know how much time it takes to do 100 squats? You can do 100 squats in 5 minutes. You're going to be sore all day if you do 100 squats. With your own body weight.
100%.
Like, if you never worked out a day in your life and you go walk around the corner like 6 times, you don't need to jog. No one told you to go on a run. You can go on a walk. And then when you feel comfortable, go on a jog. Yeah. And then when you feel comfortable jogging, go on a run. If you are nervous to go to the gym because you don't want to be shamed, there's many people at the gym that are
That is the one thing, like, when I was younger, that's why I didn't go to the gym. And that is one thing I feel like people don't go to the gym a lot. Mm-hmm. Once you get to the fact that everyone is at the gym to better themselves,
No one's judging each other.
No one's like, oh, hey, the only judge you will probably get is
the screamers.
That's the first
no,
time.
I judge the screamers, like the fucking mass ass, like the 30-year-old
I also think, like, the only time you're really
going to
get judged by everyone there is if, like, it's your first day there. Like, the regulars are going to be like, that person's new.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, there's a new person here. Let's see. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's the only real time that you are going. Once you're there and you come there every day, it's just, you're just another person there. Like, you're working out. You're just bettering yourself. You can go there at whatever. Seriously. Like, that's why, like, I didn't go to the gym. I was like, I don't want to go there. Like, I know people that go there. Like, oh my God, like, I'm not like on their level. Yeah. Like, you're not supposed to, everyone's on different levels. So unless you start working out with someone the same day, and even then, if you start working out with someone the same day, same time, everybody's body's different.
When you said you wanted to work out more, you want to know my first thought, right? It was like, ah, shit, he can probably bench more than me.
No.
No, that was my first thought. You know why? Because I did not work out one day in high school, okay? I only started working out when I went to college. And then once I started working out in college, I'm like, oh, shit, this feels good. I feel toned. This feels nice.
That's what I do.
I start working out more, like, but I don't work out for mass. I'm telling you that right now. I don't go to the fucking gym.
You work out to feel good.
I work out just, I do some dumbbell work. I do some rowing. I go on the treadmill. I do little tiny things that really make your whole body sore.
You will never catch me running, though. You won't. You'll see me doing, I'll be doing a lot of shit. You won't.
What about the bike?
Bike, maybe.
Maybe.
But there was, like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, high school, I really didn't. I if I would have hit the gym, it would have been nice.
Yeah,
it would have been. It would have been better for me. I would have been better at sports.
You remember when you first met me?
Yeah.
I was a skinny fuck. I was a skinny little motherfucker. Yeah.
I know. But that's, like, if I would have done it in high school, like, hey, I would have played better in sports. I would have done this. And I've also noticed, like, I don't know, like, I really did start working out in college, like, when I, like, went and played soccer in Morrisville. Yeah. Like, that's when they're like, you gotta work out, like, every day. Yeah, that was the best shape I was in my life.
Oh, I loved my 7 a.m. lifts at the college. Like, it was fantastic.
It was the best shape. I hated it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no one wants to wake up at 6:30 to drive in the
snow. Best shape I was in ever, though.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm not in the best shape. I couldn't run fucking 3 blocks. I'd be tired as hell. My lungs are shot.
But I plan on being mentally and physically, in quotes, like, more than averagely fit for my whole life. That's my plan. That's like, I really want to, like,
I do. I smoke. Like, I sit around. Like, I'm like, okay. I'm probably not going to stop smoking for a long time. I'm really not.
I don't plan on ever stopping.
You know, I'm not saying smoking is bad, because I'm the last person to say smoking is bad.
But you can work out too much and hurt yourself more than marijuana could ever do.
Right. But at the same time, like, I'm not saying, like, hey, I smoke, but then smoking is not unhealthy. It's what I do after that's unhealthy. Like, I eat. So if I work out, like, I've noticed after I worked out, like, when I was in Morrisville, I had the drug test, so I couldn't smoke.
Yeah.
The only thing that got me through not smoking is working out. Because mm-hmm. when you work out, you get, like, this own, like, workout high. You feel good. Like, you don't really want to smoke. You want to do shit after. You want to be active.
When I would work out with Chrissy and or Matt in the morning. So, I'm a morning person. We're both same. Morning people. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Which is crazy. Would you ever think you'd be a morning person? Because I didn't think
growing
I would.
Growing up, no. I'm very hard-headed getting out of bed if I have nothing to do. So
if I have
my
nothing
day
to do, I lay in my bed for about an hour and a half before I get up.
Yeah.
Except but, take the, you know, the morning piss.
Yeah, but. Morning piss and shit like that. But, like, I love getting all my shit done in the morning and then, like, continuing, like, the wave of energy throughout the whole day. So if you see me, like, I bring Chrissy to work at 7. I work out, like, 7:30 to, like, 9. I make sure I have, like, a really good breakfast / like, lunch. And then, like, I'm, like, right after this, I'm going to my friend Kevin's house. And I'm giving him a ride up to the res, and we're, like, getting gas up there. And I'm, like, buy some G Fuel or, like, go fucking. Right. Like, I'm literally, on my days off, I want to plan from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. I'm doing all this shit, right? Like, if you see me on truck days, like, if I work at 2 to 10, you'll see me working out for an hour before truck to make sure my body is completely tired and dead. So when I'm lifting up those fucking 60-pound boxes and putting them away 2 skids above my head, I can feel it in my arms. Like, it feels good to accomplish that type
and
of
I
shit.
Do think, and I do
and
think
people don't
want to
go through
position,
that pain.
I do think my maintenance position did make me stronger, too. Because I've had to do a lot of heavy lifting. I've had to do a lot of, like in the summer.
That's what Josh Rosita said, that he wanted to do truck to work out more.
That's the reason I told Sam, like, I was like, I want to do, that's why I did good on truck. Because I wanted to stay on truck, because why do that? When you're lifting 20-pound boxes and lifting them, like, yeah, it's 20 pounds, it's still a little workout.
20 pounds in a cardboard box with sharp edges is fucking.
It's. I've dropped one of those on my head. They're not light. Yeah. Like, they're not. Like, that thing sent me flying.
I the worst pain I've ever experienced at work is when I tried putting away the DoorDash bags, the large ones. How heavy is that bag? I mean, the box.
I think I'd run 45 pounds.
So I lifted it up, right? And I went to go put it up. And then I was turning while doing it, and it hit the pin on my head. And then the pin, like, fucking
what is it?
Went
that's,
in.
That's how, that's what
hurt.
Hit my, I, Nick told me to grab the DoorDash bag. So I went to go grab the large DoorDash bags, and I took them down, grabbed them. As I was putting them back up, my hand, like, it slipped out my hands, straight up went, boom, smack. Aww. I had, like, Sam asked me, there was a huge-ass goose egg just right here, because it smacked me right here, and it slammed me against the back skin, and I sat there for, like, a minute and a half, and I was like, that hurt. That hurt. I'm not gonna lie, that hurt. I went and looked in the mirror and I was like, oh yeah, there it is.
This
What's
shit's
up?
Painful, man.
Like my hand literally just went boom, smack. I was like, fuck.
I don't like when I don't know. It's just like that's a mindset that Matt had when he was working out with me, where it would be like, it's not even. I keep calling out Matt for this shit just because he's been annoying me for like the past month.
Right.
But that's just like me and his problem.
Right.
But we're not like not friends. We're not like friends. And we're just like it's a middle ground. It's a weird middle ground.
About friends. That's what like you have friends and you hang out with like you hang out with Matt at work and you and Matt you spend a lot of your time with each other at work.
We really try to hang out outside of work and it just never.
It just doesn't work. But that's okay. But you guys are friends and like everybody who are friends. Doesn't matter how long you're friends, doesn't matter how good friends you are, something of that person pisses you off or something will
like
irritate
if I
you.
Yeah, but it's
there's
the
things that irritate
what irritates
you.
Me is that my opinion on fat people and like how they live their lives is how Matt lives his life. Like he tells me he doesn't like planning his day. He doesn't like doing things. Like what I love
I'm very routine.
What I love most about a routine is that you can literally schedule your own happiness. Like you can literally go out of your way to make a good day. And people don't want to have good days. Or people don't want to go through the effort of trying to have a better day. Like, if I know that I feel better if I eat breakfast, but I'm too lazy to go make breakfast, I'm literally making my day worse for myself because of my own laziness. If you know you feel good after working out, why wouldn't you want to go work out? If you know you feel good drinking 2 bottles of water before noon, do it.
Like, I feel like it's just getting there. Like, to me, it's just getting there.
It takes time.
Once you lift that first weight,
yeah.
You're in.
Yes.
Like, even getting there, you could be like...
No. I think it's after working out, after being sore as shit. So you remember the first time your whole body was like, oh, I don't want to move, and you had to work out feeling like that? After working out, feeling sore as shit, and you're like, oh my God, I just accomplished this thing even though I wanted to go kill myself.
And I feel like working out sore, low-key, makes you feel better after.
It does. It does. Because
you're
like,
stretching out.
You're doing all the things you're supposed to do, but so many people work out once... They work out once for too much and their body's not used to it and then they crash and they're like, oh, I'll work out next week. So they skip 5 days of workouts and then they see, you know, they're back to square one and then they're sore as shit again. You'll catch me working out 4 to 5 times a week and every single time I work out, I'm working out so I can feel sore. Like
I think I'm going to work out the days I work and then I'll have the 2 days off.
That's like, how I do it.
That's my days off are my days off. And then,
yes.
You know, like.
That's what Chrissy, she told me I schedule too much of my day. Like, I try to do too many things in a day, and I don't believe it. I don't think there's ever too much you can do in a day. But,
There is always, like, people always say, no, I'm busy. Like, I have time. Like, I don't have time. Like, well, no.
You see me
do,
when I come over here, I'm giving
time,
you
like,
a time.
But people just, like, you know, they'll watch TV. They'll go.
But, God, thank you so much for bringing this shit up. I love you so much for that. I love you so much for that. Literally, people would come up to me and be like, I can't find time to work out. You literally, like, you can't find time to work out. Go to bed at fucking 10 o'clock. Stop going on Snapchat. Stop jacking off so fucking much. Stop fucking watching these movies you don't fucking care about. Watch a documentary. Listen to a podcast. Do something that's going to give you more knowledge.
Right.
And then wake up early. Force yourself out of bed and do those things.
I think waking up early has made my life, like, a lot better. I feel like waking up late, you just kind of feel like, oh, shit, well, there's half the day.
Yes.
But, like, see, I'd wake up at 12 and say, shit, there's half my day. But I wake up
and
go to
up,
work,
right?
Work and I go to and I get out at 3. I go, shit, I have a whole day ahead of me.
Yes. But then if you add working out to that.
And I get out at 4. Like, I'd say. So technically to me, like how I'd see it is me going to work out. I work 7 to 4, 4:30.
Yeah.
And then I go home.
Go home after work.
If I go home after work, I'm not leaving my house. Yeah. Like, that's just how it is. But anything and before that. It's lit. Like, we're...
Yeah. I love working out before work. Because, like, making sandwiches...
See, that's what...
Like,
I don't know what time Chautauqua Health and Fitness on, but I always think about that, too. Like, if I work out at 6, maybe you go in the morning and get,
early.
Like, a nice 4-5... Like, if it opens at 5, get there at 5. Nice 45-minute workout. Shower, go to work.
Yeah. It'll make work slower.
Will
it? I gotta say. Because, yeah, so when you're tired... So, my experience is working, like, 2 to 10s after working out for, like, an hour and a half. It's... You start to feel everything you're doing. So time seems to slow down. So like you start to realize all like every time you grab a wrapper, your elbow tweaks a little bit. Like the nerves in your bicep. Every time you extend your arm, you start to feel it. And then you're like you start counting it or some shit. Like you'd be like ah fuck. And you get so many of those. You're like damn, it's only been 5 minutes, and my arm fucking hurts. So like it might slow down time, but after a while, once you get used to it,
it'll just be back to like. And that's how it is. Like that's how it was. Like when you first start. Like when I started working in the mornings, like it was slow. Then we got it going, and it was like, all right, but, like, there we go. It's just, once you change, like, everybody has a routine no matter what anyone thinks. Like, everybody has a routine. Not, like, all days can be different, But at the same time, you really do the same shit every day.
You should literally schedule your day out just so you can accomplish the things you want to accomplish. Like, if you're literally whining about, like, oh, I wasn't able to do my homework or read my book I needed to do. I'm like, you literally slept in 2 more hours. You're on TikTok for another 3 hours. You took an hour long shower when you could have took a 6 minute shower. Like, you don't need to spread out your day into these huge time gaps of doing bullshit because you feel comfortable and easy doing it. Like, you don't need to relax all day. My day is off, I barely relax because I want to do shit.
Yeah, in college, what was it? In college, I'd be like, I have no time to do homework, like, blah, blah, blah. In reality, I was smoking, playing Madden. I was, you know, going to the calf, fucking around, coming back to Fredonia, like, you know, doing what I wanted to do. And that's what I realized in college. I'm like, all right, I want to do what I want to do. I don't want to do this college bullshit. Because I didn't want to go to school. I went to school because I was getting recruited by Morrisville, and they're like, hey, like, we want you to come, like, you know, whatever.
So, well, I went just to run, and now we can't run.
And this was exciting. Like, it's exciting. As a high schooler, like, that's what gets you trapped into college if you're a high school athlete is, oh, my God, I get to go play at the next level.
Somebody wants me.
Somebody wants me. Like, I get to go play at the next level.
All the years of work
paying off.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, yeah. But, see, you want to go and play the sport. You don't want to go and do the school. You want to play the sport.
And then you have people who go to school like, oh, I want to, like, have a career in this and that. I actually wanted to look up the fucking numbers on it, like the amount of people who actually get jobs in the field that they go for. And I don't think it's too high.
We have a manager at work that's into computers, and he works at McDonald's. Like, he could be making bread, but there's no jobs for that.
Yeah.
There's no jobs for that.
I feel bad for him, honestly.
I do, too, because he really... He could do so much better.
Yeah, he could.
And it sucks, but it comes back to the point where, hey, you could be doing so much better, but what are you doing about it?
You have to take action. Like, I literally...
Look, I have the fucking maintenance manual here.
Yeah.
I've gotten made fun of for it, but I'm trying to become better, so, like, when the time comes, like, hey, there's a position open to do something, like, you can be out of the store, like, you can travel.
And you have all the knowledge of it already.
I'll have some of the knowledge. Boom. I'm out.
Easy.
And it'll be an advantage for me.
That's why I want to work for myself, just because I don't see myself really being happy working for somebody else. Like, me as a person, I feel like I could take my knowledge of, like with the girl team, like that, like treating people like that, but in my own work environment,
yes,
people would love working for me.
And I want to be that thing that everyone says is impossible. That successful stoner. And I'm not talking like, successful like, oh, hey, that person, no, me successful.
It's like the guy who sells like the rolls.
Like, hey.
The joints, whatever it's called.
The
pre-rolls. What's that brand? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like, you know, he has, what's his brand called?
Raw?
Yeah, Raw. Like, he literally, doesn't he smoke weed like all day?
Like, he is a successful stoner. But to me, a successful stoner is, are you successful in your, like, are you doing everything, like, if, okay, I'm a stoner. 100%.
Yes.
I am doing everything right now that I can and with what I have to get better. I just added a gym membership.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm talking about it. I know it's all up to if I go, but I just pay $40. Money is money. Like, I
Matt
see it now.
Matt paid almost $100. He only went like four times.
40 well, bucks, with me. 40 bucks, with 40 me. Bucks. That's an eighth.
Wow.
So I just spent weed money to go work out. I'm going to go work out.
Yeah, and you
know that. I spent rent money to go work out. I'm going to go work out.
And why are you working out?
Because I want to get better.
Yes, you want to better yourself. You want to physically feel better. You
exactly.
want to, like, not... Yeah.
Because, like, I feel good now, but I know I can feel better.
Some people are content with their bullshit. They're, like,
content.
Like,
I'm content, but I want it to be, like, you know, I'm content, but I know I can't be content this long and just be falling in the trap.
Why stop improving?
Right, like, just, like, why would I want to stop... And like, I'm content, but I can't live my whole life like this. Like, cool. Right now, I'm 20. I can live off of McDonald's paycheck. I can live off the apartment. I can pay for some stuff. I have extra money. Like, I can do that kind of stuff. But when you're 30, 35, you have a kid.
Yeah.
Maybe wife or husband. I don't know what type of shit you into.
You see, you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Two genders. He said it, wife and husband.
Yeah, wife and husband. I don't know, wife or husband and who knows. But you at McDonald's, that's not going to pay for everything.
Yeah, it's not.
At the end of the day, it's not.
You need to move on from McDonald's.
If you
want to
have,
point.
Like, you know, a good, like, you don't dream of living in an apartment. You don't dream of living in a small home. You don't dream of having, like, a shitty car. You don't dream, no, you dream of having, like, why would you just be like, yeah, that would have been cool? it would have been. So do it.
Like, yeah, there's still like, time. Nothing's stopping you from doing it.
Everybody's like, oh, like, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm shit. My man, you are 20. You know? Like, you haven't even lived, to be honest, a quarter of your life.
Yeah.
I mean, some people have. Some people are idiots. Some people have.
Yeah.
But you just got out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you are living the first, like, for me, I'm living the
this
first.
This is the prime. This is
I am
this
living
is
the first
right
2 years of my life on my own. For the rest of my life.
You know what I'm excited for? Is for me to, like, okay, so you're 20, I'm 20.
Right.
Okay, we're both 20 years old. You are living on your own, right? Like, you have to buy your own food, do your own laundry, like, take care of your own hygiene.
My
like,
laundry,
you have to do,
I need to get my laundry.
You have to do all these things. I'm lucky enough that my grandparents decided that, like, my home situation was never good, and that's okay.
Right.
No, I'm not going to be like, I'm worse off than you. That's never going to be me as a person. I'm lucky as fuck. Like, I live with my grandparents. Like, they literally do everything for me. Like, they give me fucking leftovers. Like, I go to Christie's every night. I don't even live there. All my shit's just there, and I stay there 3 times every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And they understand that, and they know that. But they know deep down it's better off than me paying off this $600 debt for the next 4 months. I don't even have a vehicle. I literally was in Facebook Marketplace talking to somebody about buying a car when the same day I realized I had to spend $600 a month. I'm like, I can't get a car yet.
Yeah, and
I have to wait months.
And what was I just about to say?
Like, I'm not going to get a place until I have a car, for sure.
Yeah, no, and it's just different for everyone else. Like, hey, I've had an apartment ever since I got out of high school. I've had an apartment ever since. There's probably been a couple weeks when I came back from college, like, I wouldn't have an apartment. But to me, like, that's just what I want. I want the apartment. And
but
apartments are nice.
I deep down don't want to get an apartment. I don't.
And that's okay.
I want to get a house. Okay. I'm talking like I want to skip that step, go right into what I really want in life. Because like people get an apartment to I don't want to be around my parents anymore. I want like the self independence. I want this and that. Bitch, I want to cut my grass.
Right.
I want to fucking cut. I want to know my neighbors. I want to cut my grass. I want to pay off my mortgage.
I don't want to go to every day. Like,
I don't want to live in a building that has people right next, like in the next wall.
I really do like the fact that I'm here like for like a year. Like I'm in my apartment contract for a year.
Yep.
But
it kind of forces
you to
make a decision.
I'm coming home. Like I'm coming to my home.
Yeah.
It's not mine though.
I haven't felt like I was home since I lived with my mother in like junior year of high school. So I'd really just been like going place to place for three, four years because I just don't feel comfortable at a place yet.
And I do hate, back to what you said, like I had it tough. I had it this. I'm not saying I had it tough. I haven't. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I was a troubled kid. I was an annoying kid. I'd do dumb things to get myself in trouble. And I realized that it wasn't my parents. It was me.
Mm-hmm.
Like my parents still come at me for like dumb shit. Don't get me wrong. They'll come at me for some dumb shit sometimes. But like, I was doing the dumb shit. Like, I see why my parents were such assholes. Because I was an asshole.
My parents were just assholes because they were assholes.
And my parents were assholes sometimes just because they could be assholes. They were. But, like,
keep talking.
If you look...
I'm going to take a piss. Every time I'm here, I got to take a piss. I don't know what it is.
It's
all right.
But, like, what I was saying was, if you look, I'll tell you when you get back, but I'll tell them, if you look at it, all pro athletes, they have, like, a lot of pro athletes have, like, troubled, like, childhoods and stuff, and they just grind it, like... LeBron always says, kid from Akron, you know, he was grinding, like, every day, basketball, you know, doing what he's got to do. Got NFL players, grinding, do what they got to do. Like, it's just, like, it's, to me, I don't see it as an excuse. I mean, I really don't have any room to talk because, like, I had both parents. Like, I had, you know, like, a good house. Like, I'd have a car. Like, I had access to a car. Like, I had access to all this stuff. But at the same time, like, I also worked for everything that I have. Like, I work for my apartment. I work for, you know, my food. I work for accessories, like whatever I want to buy. So I do get it. Like I get help from people, but at the same time, I work for everything I got. So if I'm working for everything I got, everyone should be working for everything I got because I just told them I didn't have that big of like a problem childhood. Like I wasn't like, you know,
your cat
around.
Looked at my penis, by the way.
Of course she always does. She looks, dude, my cat's weird. The cat's fucking weird.
I like shitting in front of Chrissy's cat because I like grabbing her. Like, I'll use her as toilet paper.
Yeah, but I was telling him, I said the pro athletes. A lot of pro athletes had troubled childhoods.
A lot of successful people
had and they just grind. Like I told him, LeBron, the kid from Akron, like you just grind every day, and that's what you did. Just because you have a troubled childhood, I didn't have that.
You had a good childhood. You weren't lucky. I think having a troubled childhood makes you lucky because you literally are seeing.
Because every day you're grinding for yourself.
Yeah.
Like I didn't see like something I don't want, but like I was always around people that you know didn't have. Like I didn't hang out with the people that had everything. I hung out with the people that were working for everything.
Yes.
So, like, I was always in, like, the, hey, people are grinding for this, so I was grinding for stuff. Like, I have money, like, my parents have, for my graduation party, so I still have money for my graduation party. Only reason why is because my parents have it, and I hate asking my parents for money because, even though it's mine,
yeah,
like, I have to ask them for it, though. Even though it's mine, I have to ask them for it. I don't like doing it because I'm doing it on my own. Even though I have two bands in the bank right now, I can't touch, I mean, I can't, my parents have it. I don't want to ask him for it because then they think, oh, he's not doing good. Yeah. I am doing good.
Yeah.
I think I'm doing good for myself.
Well, you know what my parents taught me with money is that don't ever give it to them, because I remember, like, I would have get like, $50 for Christmas, and my dad would just, like, oh, I'll hold that for you, and then we go to Walmart, and he's like, one toy. He's like, all right, that's your Christmas fund. It was, like, $2. Or, like, he would, like, literally, I'd get money for my birthday, and then we'd go out to eat, and he's like, are you paying? You paying for your food? All right, you're paying for your food.
Yep.
And I was like 12. I'm like, what the fuck? That's my money.
No. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to take a piss.
I was actually just about to wrap it up.
Oh, all right, let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're exactly an hour in. I think that's perfect.
That's perfect. I think it was a good podcast today.
What did we even talk about? I think we just started ranting.
We started ranting, but I think it was a lot more topic wise, and I feel like we finished more stories than we did last time.
Yeah, just like fuck the Bills, go Pats.
Fuck the Pats, go Bills.
I think
Josh Allen is gonna make Cam Newton his bitch.
You think so?
100%. Josh Allen is my father.
I'd put money on it if I wasn't broke.
Listen, I'm putting money on the Patriots game tomorrow.
How much you putting on?
Because it's the Bills. No, I ain't gonna put all two bands on it. I'm not that good yet. But I'm thinking I'm gonna bet probably the most I'm gonna bet tomorrow.
All
right. Out of all year, I think, because you know it's the Bills Patriots. Like when it's Bills and Patriots, as a Bills fan, and as
a
Patriots fan, you guys get a little fire inside you. Even though you guys win a lot, you get a little
because
it's the Bills. See, but us, your little fire is our flame. Like we,
I feel like the Bills versus the Pats is like a Dunkirk versus Fredonia
Dunkirk
type
versus
shit.
Pittsburgh versus Baltimore
Like it's like one of those things where it's like it's just always been a rivalry. Like the Pats are like the prep fucking Catholic school and the Bills is like Fredonia State.
Yeah.
Like they literally trained here. And I know the Pats get like
you
want to
know what
shit.
Pisses me off before we end this? The Bills used to train here.
Yeah.
And the Bills went to 4 championships when they trained here.
Yeah.
They didn't win any, but they still went. Okay? I know, but you gotta say.
Sounds exactly like a Bills fan. They didn't win anything, but they are close.
You gotta admit, when's the last time you've seen a team in NFL, I'm gonna say, because Golden State, Cleveland went back to back to back.
Yeah.
But you see one team go to 4 straight Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
There's not, I think there's one other team like that did that.
Yeah.
So you got, I mean, the Bills lost 4 of them. They didn't win any of them. You gotta give them credit.
Yeah,
They were the second best team until the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but
I think they were the best team in the NFL until the Super Bowl.
So do you, right now, I want on record on, you know, October 31st is Halloween.
Okay.
Do you think the Bills will be in the Super Bowl? It's a yes or no question.
No.
That's all I wanted to hear.
No. I'm going to explain it because you're a Pats fan and that's all you want to hear. But here's my reasoning.
I don't think the Pats are going.
The Pats aren't going. No, Pats aren't going. I think the Bills are going to win the AFC East.
Okay. I'll give you
and
that.
And I also think the Bills are going to win their first playoff game, possibly second. But I can only see AFC Championship as far as they're going this year.
Okay.
If they make it to the Super Bowl, hey, don't get me wrong. Once playoffs start,
yeah.
Bills Super Bowl. Because it's just one game. That's all they got to play is one game. But it's like, you know, like the teams they got to play, like you're playing good teams now.
Yeah.
Like it's, every team's a good team. Like they all flock to be here. Like this is it. Like this is the shit.
Best of the best.
So like, I'm not saying they don't have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Do I think so?
2020 might be the year. Outrageous things happen.
When I think so, 50-50. That's it. It's a yes or no. Because as a Bills fan, like you said, they've ended up playoff 2-3 times in my life.
Damn.
So I still don't have, like, I have a lot of trust for them now, but, like, it's the Bills. You never know what can happen still.
Never know.
But we'll see tomorrow when the Bills win against the Pats, and I'll text you after and say, hey,
we'll see.
Guess what?
I'm going to be like, fuck, I forgot the game was on.
Yeah, and then if I text you just, like, a sad face, you already know what happened.
But I assume will happen.
No.
It's taking an L.
I don't think I'm going to be texting you a sad face. So. But all right, man.
I want everyone, thank you everyone that is listening. I know there's a few of you. And hopefully we get more the more hopefully. We do this. And I feel like traction will happen.
Well, yeah,
I watch a lot of things where people are like, don't expect a lot at first, but I feel like
no, we just need to get a topic. Like I want people, if you're actually listening to this right now, like we're gonna post like some shit on like you did yesterday.
Yeah.
And I want to like actually like topic.
I want to engage with the listeners and talk
absolutely.
About them. Like I know like Rocky would listen to it, like Cam listened to the last one, Hayden listened to it, Joseph right. listened to it, like all these people we know, and like fuck all you guys, literally.
Fuck you.
Fuck you guys, yeah.
No, I'll smell you later. Yeah. I know.
Alright, everyone have a blessed Halloween. Trick or treat.
Trick or treat. Smell my feet. Get your edibles.
Wear your mask when you go trick or treat.
Wear your mask. Don't get hit by a car.
Yeah. Don't get snagged up and raped. Unless if you're Jewish, stay home.
You're Jewish, stay home. You don't even celebrate Halloween, especially Christmas. You guys hate when we say Christmas.
You guys smell like copper anyways. Have a good day.
You guys have one.